Okay, tonight's Moral addresses a very perplexing and difficult episode that the Torah records, which is the abduction and rape of Dinah, one of the children of Yaakov, by Shechem, the son of Hamor. The Torah describes that Dinah goes out and she's taken, so to speak, both in her beauty and by her physically, by Shechem, who then desires to marry her. And Shechem asks his father, Hamor, to get her hand in marriage. Hamor approaches the family of Yaakov, who are enraged over what has taken place to their sister, and they scheme this entire plot. They tell him if he gets a bris milah and he circumcises his entire city, they'll give their daughter and sister to them as a wife, and they convince the entire city. Then Shechem convinces his entire city to do so, and then on the third day of their milah, Shimon and Levi break into the city and kill all of the inhabitants, and they plunder the city. Yaakov gets very angry at them. Why did he do this? And the story ends. A perplexing story. It has much to be spoken about in the story itself. What the Maral addresses is that Rashi seems to give us two different reasons. As Chazal are very troubled, how did the story come about? Why did it come about? Such a traumatic story to the family, to the Jewish people. Why did this happen? And Rashi addresses this in two different places in our parasha and seems to say two very different things, and the Maral is going to put them together in a fascinating way. The first part, the first time Rashi comments on this, is when Yaakov is actually first returning to the land after spending all of his time with his uncle Lavan, and the Torah describes his journey back. And the Torah within that description says, Vayikach eshtei nashav yeshtei shivchosav, that Yaakov took his two wives, his two maidservant wives, Bilhah and Zilpah, v'yas achad asar yiladav, and his 11 children, and he crossed over a certain river, and on his way back into the land of Israel. And Rashi comments 11 children. The Torah actually told us that he had 12 children at this point, 11 sons. But the Torah also told us about the birth of Dinah. And here the Torah only says that he gathered 11 of his children to cross back into the land. Where is Dinah? Why is she not mentioned? So Rashi says, where is she? Nasna bateva. He hid her in a box of sorts, in a cabinet. V'na'al bifana, and locked her up. The original, you need to lock her up, not let her outside. Why? Shelo yitin ba'esav einav. He was afraid that when Esav would meet her, Esav would say, I want to marry that one. That's what Yaakov did. Says Rashi. Was that good or bad? Says Rashi, v'ne'enosh Yaakov. Yaakov was punished, shimon'ah ne'echav, that he held back his daughter Dinah from potentially marrying his brother Esav. Shema tachzirena l'mutav. Maybe Dinah would have had a positive impact on Esav. And Yaakov withheld that from taking place. V'nafla biyad Shechem. And therefore, what happens to Dinah? She falls into the hands of Shechem. As the Maral explains, Mida Keneged Mida, you withheld her from your brother Esav, you'll see she's going to fall into the hands of somebody else. As much as you try to do that to protect her, didn't work, and she ends up being abducted by Shechem instead as a Mida Keneged Mida. So that the sages, as Rashi quotes, are troubled. How did this whole episode of Dinah come about? Because Yaakov withheld his daughter Dinah from Esav, he's punished with the whole episode of Shechem. That's what Rashi says in the beginning of the Pasha. Right after the episode is recorded in the Torah, the very next pasuk after Yaakov gets angry at his sons and he says, why'd you do this? And they say, how could we let this happen to our sister? The next pasuk says, Hashem says to Yaakov, pasuk beginning of Perek Lamed, hey, kum ale beis el. Go to beis el. What should you do there? Ve'ase sham mizbeach. And you have to make a mizbeach there to the God who appeared to you when you were running from your brother Esav. Why does he need to go to beis el to do that? Because Yaakov had promised, he made a neder on his way back, and he said, if you protect me from my brother, he made a neder when he was leaving his home on the way to his uncle Lavan. He said, if you protect me and guard me, I will return to this very place, and I'll bring him his mizbeach. So Hashem says to him, no, get up, go to Beis El, and fulfill that which you promised. Rashi comments, why is this the very first thing that happens after the episode of Dinah? Why is it now that Hashem says to him, "Nu, go to Beis El, l'fishi icharta baderach," because you delayed on the way, nashed, you were punished, you made a neder, you delayed, you didn't fulfill your vow, you were punished, u'balo chazos mi bitcha. Therefore, this whole episode of your daughter took place, you didn't fulfill your vow, you made a vow, you didn't fulfill it. You don't fulfill the vow, you get punished. Says, no, wait a minute. He got punished with Dina's episode because he didn't fulfill his vow? That's not why you said. Rashi, you yourself said earlier in the Parsha, the reason why this happened to Dina is because you locked her up and didn't let Esav lay your eyes on her. You were so afraid. That's why you were punished with Dina, not because you didn't fulfill your vow. The Maral says a very simple answer, but a very powerful answer. Says the Maral in the following language. when a person does not fulfill their vow, sorry, just lost the place on because I wanted to read you his language. When a person does not fulfill the vow, here it is. Hapinkas mitbakeshes. Your ledger is searched. Meaning everybody has a spiritual ledger. When you don't fulfill your vow, you bring attention to what's gone on. And we look at he made a promise, he didn't fulfill it. Oh, look at this. Now that we pay attention, we see, and you did this, and you did that, and we've been delaying on this because, you know what, you're generally a nice guy, but now you brought it to our attention. So says Mo Rashi's pointing out two things. The fact that you withheld Dina on its own wouldn't necessarily have brought about this event with Shkam. Now, we always have tshuva, we have tefillah, all sorts of things will delay, ma'avirnes agzera, will push it aside. But now that you didn't fulfill your neder, now that you didn't do what you were required, so that's the quotes of Yerushalmi that says, Pinkasu, that's where he gets this language, Pinkasu, your Pinkas, your ledger is mitpakeshas. We take a look at it. And when they're mevakesh, your Pinkas up in Shemayim, it's generally bad for us to have the heavenly court look very carefully at our lives. We like to go under the radar screen because who's living a perfect life? So as long as we're doing okay, it's fine. But as soon as we distinguish ourselves and give the heavenly court reason to look, you never know what they're going to find. So the Maral combines the two Rashis and said, because you delayed your neder as you promised you were going to do, and you didn't do it, so we opened up your ledger, and guess what we found? You withheld your daughter from Esav, and for that you ended up getting punished. So that's how the two combine, which is always the idea of staying under the radar. We don't want to be looked at too carefully in the heavenly eye, in the eyes of the heavens, the heavenly court, because of all the obvious reasons for that. So says the Maral on that particular idea of those two Rashis together.